Welcome into today's Health Talk as we bring you part two of our December Health Talk with Rachel Hansen and Dr. Tricia Bridgewater. Last week, we talked about the Maintain It, Don't Gain It challenge and how to stay positive and focused during the holidays to manage our stress levels. To hear that portion in full, you can check that out on our archives page at knemknmo.com. Ladies, thanks again for joining us as always. We finished up last week talking about choices and not letting one or two choices derail us. I know for me, it's hard to see other people eating that cake or pie at the Christmas gatherings or the holiday gatherings and not have some myself. And that can be okay in the moment. We just need to make sure that doesn't hamper us for the rest of the week. Right, Rachel?
That is so good. And you're right. Like, you always have that new fresh start. You don't have to wait until tomorrow morning. You don't have to wait until Monday morning. You can wait. You can start, you know, immediately. You know, like last night, I had, we decorated some Christmas cookies this weekend with my family. And so I brought some home. I was going to share. And I was like, they're sitting there. And so I decided to eat one and then two, turn into four. And they just look so good. But then it's like, you know, and I was eating well throughout the day, and that sugar just got a hold of me because that's typically my downfall. But like today, like I start a new morning. I don't have to go right back into like, you know, I'm just going to throw away breakfast or, you know, skip lunch or whatever it is. Like I can still start a new day, get what I need, the right kind of energy and fuel for my body. And so it doesn't have to just, I don't have to wait another week and I don't have to beat myself up about it. It's like, it wasn't maybe the best choice I wanted, but it's okay. And I can give myself, you know, just when you talk about being able to be compassionate, it's sometimes easier to be compassionate to others than it is to ourselves.
Absolutely. And I love that you shared that because that is what we're doing in the holidays.
Yes.
We're sitting there cooking these fabulous foods the one time a year, a couple of times with Thanksgiving involved in that.
Uh-huh.
And then how do you not eat it? It is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it is being kind to ourselves and it's just being like, okay, I did this. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to put myself back together.
And what I did is that I was like, okay, I have to stop eating these.
So I hide them. Put them away from yourself.
Yes. I put them. I was like, I'm going to share them with another friend of mine. And I was like, because my family already has enough to go around. So I put them, you know, in my Pyrex and threw them in the freezer. So I don't like frozen cookies anyway, so I won't touch them now.
See, that's perfect.
I'll give them to someone else and thaw them out.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we need to do.
And what's also great, you know, that's our members and part of this challenge, we've been able to give them salad dressing mixers and a whisk. And so at the salad dressing mixer, we were gracious enough to be able to work with Kitchen Essentials, Tracy, over there. And so they were each, just last week, we provided them with that. So rather than thinking about a prize that we're waiting for, giving individuals tools to help them stay on track.
I love that.
And so it's a homemade salad. You can pick it up right over there at Kitchen Essentials. It's great. You can make Caesar dressing, Greek dressing, honey mustard from scratch. And you do it all in the bottle. You don't even have to get a measuring cup out. It's really awesome. You can just shake it up and there you go. So really thinking about, we as Healthy Nevada, we really want to give individual support throughout their journey. We want to give competitive prizes at the end too, but support throughout. So you'll be seeing that also in our new challenge for Moving and Losing. We'll be starting our fourth year come January 15th next year. So only just a month and a half away. And every individual will also be receiving a workout kit, a home workout kit, right early in the challenge.
That is such a nice gift to give because it's practical and it just encourages you to keep moving forward. I love that idea. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited. And so thank you for all those that are participating in all of our community challenges. And we just want to keep supporting you and cheering you on in your health journey.
Well, yeah, and it's been a great journey over the last a few years now for just this community. You know, the results that came out just a few weeks ago that you know how far Nevada and Vernon County has moved up in the healthy realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations to you guys for being able to put all this together. Huge congratulations to Nevada and Vernon County for participating and being a part of that because I know that's a big deal to everybody, but especially to you guys.
Well, we definitely know that it's because of the community partnerships and community members that really have allowed this community to flourish. And so we are very, very grateful. And, you know, we know that we couldn't do it without each and every individual.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming by again, Tricia Bridgewater, Dr. Tricia Bridgewater. I know you don't like that doctor title, but we'll do that for here. And Rachel Hansen for coming by today for today's Health Talk.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. This has been our Health Talk for today. Be sure to join us the next time on Health Talk here on KNEM KNMO.